Today, I want to share something that's been on my mind for a couple of weeks, something that I think is really important for people who are artists, writers, speakers, musicians, actors, basically anyone who does something that's creative. I think that there's a temptation when you are a creator to feel like you need a large audience to be validated. You know, if you don't have a lot of people watching and listening or consuming what you create, then somehow you feel like the effort that you made creating isn't worth it. And what's occurred to me lately is that this actually is entirely backward. The true benefit of creating is that you get to do it. You get to create something that expresses a part of you, and you get to put it out into the world. Now, for me, about 3.5 years ago, I started a blog on midsandshort.com, and the idea was that I would share all my ideas that I was delivering in my speeches in a written format. I wanted to do this because, first of all, it helped me to write them down so I could clarify and I could make the speeches better structured, and I thought it was a great exercise and a great practice. But after a few months of writing a lot, what I realized was that I actually got a lot of joy from just sitting down and typing out my thoughts and publishing them. That was actually just as much fun as delivering the speeches themselves. Now, sometimes when this would happen, people would like my posts. They would actually go onto my blog and comment or share it, and that would bring me more joy because I'd feel like in some way I'd contributed or I'd helped someone. But over time, what I noticed was this desire to get likes and shares on the blog actually started to overtake the joy of writing itself. And I began to feel disillusioned, you know, if the blog didn't actually get many likes or shares or comments. And what happened was I forgot that the reward was in the creating itself. So I think if you're a writer or a speaker, a musician, an actor, or an artist of any kind, you have to create to feel alive. It's only because it's so easy to share our creations today that we start getting addicted to getting attention from them. But the true gift is the creating. The true joy is from actually creating something yourself. That time that you spend creating something is the time that you feel truly alive. So, with this in mind, here's a renewed approach from me. From now on, every day, I'm going to create something new. It might be a new speech, a blog post, an audio like this, or a video. Something that makes me feel alive through the act of creating itself. It doesn't matter if anybody but me sees it, but what matters is that I get to do it. Because I've realized that the reward of creating is intrinsic. When you create, you feel alive. Thanks for listening.